WGCH.
We've got cloudy skies. Our temperature 64 degrees. AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, Greenwich, and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. WGCH News Center time is 8:21. Third Thursday of the month means our Greenwich Real Estate Report. Joining me on the line, Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and GAR 2020 President John McAtee. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, John. Hope all is well with both of you.
All is well, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you.
All right. Good morning, Stacy and John. And Stacy, give us the lowdown on the month of May.
All right. So May was a pretty strong month, all things considered. We saw 54 single-family residential closings. That's compared with 57 in May 2019. Also, though, in previous years, May has always been right in the low 50s in terms of sales. So, despite us being still in a pandemic, we're seeing strong numbers in May. So that's a good sign. The median sale price is also up slightly at $1.91 million, that's compared to May 2019, where it was 1.9, and in previous years, the month of May, it was slightly under that. Average days on market for single-family homes was 266 days. That's an increase from 139 days that we saw in May 2019. So that increase really shows that this inventory that's been on the market longer is starting to move a lot. And I think I mentioned that last month, but this demand for suburban living definitely continues in our market, and that's what the average days on market figure is showing here. In terms of condos and co-ops, we saw 11 residential closings reported in May 2020, which is a decrease from when there were 12 in May 2019, so really pretty static there. When you look at the median sale price, was $515,000 compared to $667,000 in 2019. And the average days on market for condos and co-ops was 227, also an increase from 168 days in May 2019. So again, older inventory is definitely moving now.
All right.
So all good signs right now.
Mm-hmm. John, your thoughts?
Well, I would concur with all of that. As Stacy outlined, May was a very solid month, and we were coming off a weaker April when there were only 34 transactions. And it is very interesting to note that May historically has been incredibly consistent. Over the last 6 years, there's been that range between 53 and 57 properties transacting. For this month, Greenwich had 32 sales, and that was the most number of sales for Greenwich in any month of May over the last 7 years. And where that puts us year to date is with 191 single family transactions, and we are up 15% over 2019 year to date. And it was strong right across all areas, and in particular, Cos Cob has outperformed, certainly in relationship to last year. It's up 46% year-to-date in terms of number of transactions. Dollar volume is fairly flat. We had $125 million worth of transactions in May. There was $119 million in May of 19. That's up about 4%. But that is nearly double what it was from last month, when there was $62 million worth of transactions. And year-to-date, we have had $406 million of transactions, and that's up 3% from where we are last year. I think one of the points that Stacy was making regarding days on market really talks about the inventory and a potential inventory issue. So for active inventory, we were off. We're off 21% with 623 properties in the end of May 2020 versus almost 800 this time last year. And that's very consistent straight across the board. But what we are seeing is confidence in the market, and this is, you know, evidenced by the transactions and the pendings and new listings. So for the month of May, there were 178 new listings, which is the most number of new listings in a May over the last 8 years. That does still put us down about 16% for new listings for the year. But again, there is a lot of confidence that's out there and activity straight across the board in the market. And it is a very good time to position your properties accordingly, because there are eyes out there currently. Everybody is quite busy.
And as Stacey, want to build upon something you mentioned, that that a lot of people are because I've heard this different places, that a lot of people are moving out of New York up to Greenwich?
Yeah, that's definitely been a trend that we've been seeing. We don't have actual figures on that available, but our members, I think, I've spoken to many of the heads of the offices, and they'd say that about 70 to 75% of all of the clients that they're working with are coming from New York, whether that's in the city or the Westchester area. So there's definitely a strong trend from that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's what's being seen kind of across the country in all of those larger metropolitan areas. They're starting to see the same kind of migration. And it's not something we haven't seen before. You know, this is something that's happened in, you know, previous decades, which is one of the reasons that Greenwich became such a hub for, let's say, hedge funds and other firms starting here. I've heard from other members of the chamber there and commercial real estate. They're also seeing trends of businesses wanting to reposition themselves out here. So that is, if that's any indication that we're in for a good upcoming market, we're happy to see it.
Mm-hmm. COVID-related in this instance, related to the virus, that they're moving out of the city?
I think a lot of that is driven by people's perspective and looking at their own health and healthy lifestyles, which had been a trend. And as Stacey had noted, all the heads of firms and all the brokers, there's a high density of people coming from the city. A lot of those people are actually now getting settled for the first time in our community in rentals, and they're starting already to look at longer-term commitments, which is wonderful and will be compounded by some of the commercial activity that will be moving out from the city. But I would also note that what's really nice is I hear with great frequency current residents in our community rediscovering just a new appreciation for our community at large. And it really is wonderful, and it goes to the narrative and the whole marketability of Greenwich for a lifestyle going forward. And I think we're all going to really see a whole new set of eyes that come to our community and recognize all the values and the diversity and everything that our community has to offer. And, you know, our education is one of those many, many strong points, and that's what we're really seeing, our young families looking for alternatives but being driven by the quality of education and lifestyle as a whole that Greenwich obviously offers.
All right. Well, as we look to the future and have you guys back in July, what is it, 78 pending sales already for the month of June?
Yeah, it is. The pending numbers are up 15% from where we are last year, and there are 41 new pending transactions since June 1. So more than half of the pending transactions have been done in the last 2.5 weeks, and that's a very, very strong indication of what's to come, and we look forward to reporting the June numbers.
All right, fantastic. That's John McAtee, Stacey Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors. John is a 2020 president. Stacey, John, thanks very much, and have a great day, and we'll talk to you in July.
You too. Thank you, Tony. Be well.
Thank you, too. That's our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report each third Thursday of the month at this time. WGCH Newsletter time is 8:31.